This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the extravaganza today, the Ace Cosby joke of the day, UFOs, Bigfoot, and Donnie Baker. Right after this.
I do this for everybody that still has more vinyl records than they do CDs. I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I've played each one of them over and over at least a dozen times or more. All I've got is a beat up chair, a mattress, a fork, and another to spare. And that dusty old pile of records on my floor. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, Lyle Lovett, and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, the Dead and the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Guy Clark, Van Halen. I got Rita, Chris, Keith, Sykes, and Country Joe when he was singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Mojo Nixon, Hendrix, Haggard, and a whole lot more. And that dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. One time in San Francisco, I was standing in the airport line. In one bag I had all my clothes, and the other was all them old records of mine. The lady said I could only bring one bag. I had two, oh what a drag. I had to jump on the plane and leave all my clothes behind. But I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, Lyle Lovett, and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead and the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Guy Clark, Van Halen. I got Rita, Chris, Keith, Sykes, and Country Joe when he was singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Mojo Nixon, Hendrix, Haggard, and a whole lot more. I got all the Booker T's, Tom T. Hall's, Bobby Bear, Belafonte, and the New York Dolls, Billy Joe, Jimmy Croce, Kiss, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, John June, and a Roseanne Cash. I got T-Birds, Yardbirds, Sam and Dave, Forbert, From, Holt, Stevie Ray. And if you're one of the 12 or 13 people that bought my third album, you might have figured out already that I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty. In that dusty old stack of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Yeah, baby.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Did you organize the coffee run?
No, I went. No, I went and got it from the other place.
I thought we were getting coffee.
And that machine had an issue, so I had to redo it. We'll get to that in a minute.
Send the guy. Did you send the guy?
No, I couldn't find him. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program.
He's already there. He
we're read live, your mind.
Really? We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Happy to be here. There's Christy. That's Hi. Chick McGee.
Your mom.
Thank you very much. There's Josh. That's Ace Cosby, our engineer. Ace, of course, is not just an engineer. He's very well known throughout the world for, of course, the famous Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Oh, yeah. We'll have that.
This is a sniper.
Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
More educational. You know how to fix a broken tuba?
No, how?
A tube of glue.
Tube of glue.
That is so
awful. It really is.
I think that's a solid joke, Ace. Has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
First of all, let's say tube of glue.
One delivers in the vernacular. Which is at least 80% of any quality act, I think. There we go. Welcome back to the program. Thank you very much, Ace. That was a thoughtful and compelling joke. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk, and Mr. Pat Godwin is here with us for now.
For the time being, yes.
Pat has been in and out of the hospital with some mysterious illness, and he's having some extensive tests today. They're going to inject you with
some kind of nuclear dye.
I'm going to feel just a little bad when they find out it's something horrible.
Me too.
Okay. Just a little bit.
I mean,
that would
feel horrible.
Suck the fun out of it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of the laughs.
On
so we're hoping it's
chuckling.
We're hoping it's like okay. Hemorrhoids. You know,
something silly. Yeah.
Hemorrhoids are really funny until you get them. That's my philosophy on that. I've never had them, but I'm guessing it's no fun.
Maybe some Hep C. How about that?
What?
That'll fix you up there.
No.
Okay, so but you're going back for another big test. Did you get rid of all your? You can't have any.
Yeah, no. I haven't had anything since 6:15.
But you did have a giant cup of coffee.
Yes, I did. Shut up. Okay, they're listening.
Well, you're supposed to bring me some. You walk in with this venti giant coffee. Sorry, I didn't get any for it.
I got to my car without a dime at 5 a.m. I apologize.
So how'd you get the coffee that you had?
Well, I had some money for me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you had like $2 or $3?
I had $3.
How do you leave your home, his home, without money? How do you do that?
Keyword, his home. How do you think I live?
I don't have money.
Things aren't good.
You could have. Why didn't you get that big coffee and just pour half of it into a cup for me?
I'm drinking this swill. Pat, you've been through hell the last week. You treat yourself to a nice venti coffee. Exactly.
Don't worry about any of it.
How do you people leave your homes without cash money?
I have no cash money. None.
I have just
every day
card.
I have $750 on me. No matter what.
Don't you have the app on your phone?
Starbucks app.
Get the
app.
Grow up. Be a man.
I always have cash, but yesterday I had Tom's handyman, Greg.
Yes.
Came over to the house to look at
my... Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah,
I texted him. Hey, come over and look at my deck.
I texted him.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
I said, can you look at my garbage disposal? He said, I'll be right over.
Right over.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he came over yesterday.
Son of a bitch.
He did. He fixed it in 2 minutes. And he looked at me and I go, what do I owe you? And he goes, I feel bad charging you. There was only 2 minutes. I go, man, your time's worth something. Let me give you some. He goes, $20. I go, okay. Can I write you a check? I didn't have any cash on
I wouldn't have $20.
So he didn't want to be paid, and I insisted.
You guys don't have a strong box.
I had to give him a
safe.
No.
You don't have any of these things?
What do you need cash for?
You don't have an armed guard at your home? All right. Go ahead. Live your lives.
There are some places that won't take cash anymore.
You don't have gold bars in your home?
Gold bar?
I always carry cash. You don't carry cash?
It's a good thing you have that security system.
When the game ends and we're on the back to the gold system and bartering, you people are going to have to be coming to me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Just what I want. That'll be handy.
It'll be you, me,
all
and
I wanted, all I wanted was a small cup of coffee, but all I have is Chick's gold bar.
Gold bar.
Chick, me, and William Devane will be sitting high on thrones.
You're right. Are those commercials still on? Living like animals.
Yeah. But I love those.
What do you mean, are they still on? Of course. William Devane's a national treasure.
I love William Devane.
I do, too.
Right, he is. It's
great portrayal of JFK.
Here we go. The Missiles of October, which was in 1960 something.
No, 70
something. Oh, I've not seen it.
The movie, yes.
Yeah, it's great. He's great. He's a great Kennedy.
He was all right. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie. How are you?
I'm good, but if you guys don't have cash, I'm going to have to scratch you off the list as potential buyers for my boat.
You won't take a check?
I'm only cash. What am I going to do? Swipe a credit card, run it up a crack your ass, Tom? Approval in 2 days?
My credit's good, Donnie. I guess I got to go get cash.
Man, just like Dillard's. I was calling you guys because it's fantasy football time again.
Yeah. You got a team?
I thought thought Chick was going to hit the music. It's fantasy football time again.
There you go. There you go, baby.
Thanks, Chick. Well, before I get to my draft picks,
louder.
Let's just get it out there. I'm sure you've heard that one murderer, O.J. Simpson, he ain't too happy with his fantasy team.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, he drafted Andrew Luck and Antonio Browns. Yeah, that's what you get, Dick. Maybe you should have not murdered them people. Yeah, I swear to God. You know, actually, the only thing that makes me happy about Andrew Luck's retirement is the fact that he screwed you over, O.J.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people's opinions of O.J. sunk so low, he should be legally forced to change his name to Sonny D.
He's not, O.J.'s not good enough.
Well, calling him O.J. Josh is an insult to real Orange.
Exactly, yes.
That's what Sonny D is really crappy.
Yes.
Right, okay, I see your point.
Orange juice lobby.
O.J., yeah. O.J., you say you're still out looking for the real killer? Because every time I see you posting online, you're at some bar shoveling food in your fat face like you're headed back to jail tomorrow. Swear to God. You got a tip that the murderer dude who killed Ron and Nicole likes fried pickles and Mick Ultra?
Yeah.
Okay. Hot
tip. Better put up the crime scene tape again. Anyways, we had our fantasy football draft last week at the banquet room at Sizzler's.
Oh, cool.
We got a 12-man fantasy league. Well, one of our 12 is a chick this year, but she likes chicks. So she's like a dude, but with a huge rack.
Okay.
So she's sort of got first cousin in. Anyways, I like to mess with people's heads when I'm doing my fantasy draft. You know, free tip from Donnie Baker, be diabolical that ways. So my first pick this year, I went with a kicker.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, most people normally pick a quarterback or wide receiver on the first pick.
Right.
Not me. By going with a kicker, I get my buddy psyche. You know, they're all like, what does Donnie know that we don't? And my second round pick, I took a bye. I passed.
Oh, really? Wow, that's bold.
Just like an Uno, you know, skip.
That's right. Kick.
Made that Miyagi face. Mm-hmm. Then a third and fourth rounds, I picked two more kickers.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Well,
now I'm really in her heads like Son of Sam's. Sixth round, I picked Andrew Luck just in case he has a change of heart about things.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Hey, can I interrupt?
I couldn't do it, but I wrote him in, Tom, just like Ron Paul.
Okay, you know? Great idea. Hey, listen, Donnie, the best part of the fantasy football is the name. What's the name of your fantasy team?
Well, since my team's going to be soaring high this year, Tom, I went with the Mud Falcons.
Oh, perfect.
That's nice.
Last year, of course, I was TDs and beer.
Sure. Yeah.
Year before that, I was the Golden Tates, I think. Golden Taints.
The Golden Taints, in honor of the great Golden Tate. Okay.
Oh, my buddy Cinnabon, he's a big Saints fan. His name this year is going to be Breezes, King of the Drews.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's solid.
Oh, you like that?
King of the Drews.
Breezes, King of the Drews?
I like it very much.
Nice.
Sounds a little sax religious, if you ask me.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't look Drewish.
So before that, his team was, they call me the Breeze.
Yeah.
Which was cool till he started streaking through the Old Country Buffet. That's why they had to move the draft back to Sizzlers.
Oh, I see.
And personally, I would have gone with Pimpin' Ain't Breezy. Snoop it up.
Yeah.
Some of the other team names in my league this year are Mahomes Alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, her. She went with Saving Matt Ryan. Of course, Dusty went with Raiders of the Lost Yards.
So sorry, Ace.
Our boy Ron John, not that Ron John. Not
the Ron John?
No, it's a different. He's a diehard Coats and Star Wars fan, so his team name is Obi-Wan Jacobies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a good one.
These aren't the wins we're looking for. Maybe next year I can join OJ's fantasy league. It'd be sweet. I'd name my team something like To the Broncos or You're Guilty, Mahomes. I swear to God. Oh, and my cousin Lonnie, he offered me $50 to draft OJ, just like I did Luck. Right, him in. Then Ricky Mooner offered to double it. That's $100.
Yeah.
I'll make a hundo last 2 or 3 months. I said, Lonnie, you want me to take OJ? I'd rather have Lieutenant Dan as my fourth kicker than take that kick. I swear to God. I gotta go.
All right. See you, Donnie.
Thank you, Donnie. That was helpful. While we turn this way, and I see Christy Lee. Christy.
Well, hello, Tom. The existence of extraterrestrial unidentified flying objects, one of the longest enduring conspiracy theories in history.
Sure, sure.
And there's a new survey, Josh, that shows almost two-thirds of Americans believe the federal government knows more about UFOs than they're saying.
Of course. I'm one of those two-thirds.
Gallup said researchers discovered 68% of respondents answered yes when asked whether the U.S. government knows more about UFOs than they're telling us. 29% said no.
Ah. Head in the sand.
Don't you think someone would have coughed up the information?
See, this is always your argument. Yeah.
There have been plenty of whistleblowers, but they're either silenced.
And you don't believe it when you hear it.
Right. Or they're scoffed at like you.
Like you.
Yeah.
So you don't... Okay, you don't think one of the presidents would have given up the info?
I can think of one. I can think of one that might.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
I think they have a whole two or three alien families, and there are
many UFOs.
But maybe they observed. Maybe the people in the know that, so they've kept it from him.
You think somebody from our planet invented the iPhone? I don't think so.
Mm.
No.
Really?
Never happened.
It depends on what happens with his iPhone 11. I'll get back to you tomorrow.
No, and there's good reason why they're not making it all that public. The public maybe can't handle the truth about UFOs.
It's true.
No one can keep
it. See, that's the other argument.
Jack Nicholson taught us that.
Heard the truth about aliens, Kennedy assassination, would you believe it?
Right.
You can't handle the truth.
So what was the percentage of people...
Your mind couldn't handle it.
...that think that the government's holding back information?
68%.
No, I don't buy it.
It's for our own good.
You don't buy the poll?
I buy the poll. I mean, there's never been a limit on the number of morons that are out there.
Wow. What would you do if you the scientist came forward and said, it's at 2:35 Eastern this afternoon, the sun's going to engulf the Earth and fry our planet and all life ends? What would you do?
What time?
2:35 this afternoon.
I can't. I got a conference call today at 3.
Well, no, you won't, because at 2:35, it's going to be
difficult. Well, I hate conference calls, so it's a win-win.
So you're happy.
All right. This is the replacement for the one yesterday that I waited all.
I guess my question is, in your case, Tom, who would you pick to tell what to do in the last hours of your life?
Okay. Well, fine. I just think that the notion that anyone can keep a secret, I think, is you're kidding yourself.
Well, you're kidding yourself if you think the government doesn't silence people.
Okay. At that level.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean, how many people have been through the current administration? 600?
Not everybody's privy to this
info. And they're all writing books.
That's right.
They're all writing books. Not one of them is going to cough up.
You don't think average people can keep a secret?
That's correct.
Wow.
Especially in Washington, D.C.
That's interesting.
I still think it's possible.
I think there are plenty of smoke screens out there to distract some of those people.
Okay. You can believe. You also believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
That's right.
I like to believe,
Bigfoot.
Yes.
You believe in Bigfoot.
Yeah, I like to believe in all
that stuff. That's because that makes life easier for you.
No, it makes it more interesting.
This way, random events
can't
take place.
You think this has something to do with his mortality?
Yeah, I know. I totally believe in randomness, but I like to believe in these
things. It's like everyone with the Kennedy assassination. They go, oh, well, there
six
can't
people.
Be.
One of them had the French.
One guy, gun. Read about it. Do your homework.
Over the weekend, I saw a Bigfoot.
You did?
Yes. And I was stunned that he was only about 5 feet tall. Well, I always thought a Bigfoot was a lot taller than
way
that.
Way taller. I think you may have been duped here.
There was a...
Wouldn't there be Bigfoot midgets?
They like to be called keepers of the forest.
It was literally a statue in someone's yard.
Okay.
Someone has chosen...
Wait a minute. Hold it.
You're hanging out with some classy people.
The one thing I'm missing from the compound is a Bigfoot statue.
I was driving.
Is he walking?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's coming out of the bushes.
Oh, listen.
Is he sniffing around? Yeah.
It looked like he was coming out of the bushes. It was in the person's yard I was driving by. I'm not joking. And I thought, wow, I always thought Bigfoot was taller.
You know, there are, and Josh will back me up if you don't believe me, there are erotic adventures of Bigfoot.
That's right. Yeah.
Books.
And regular. Yeah.
Bigfoot porn.
And normal. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's just one more thing. When I woke up this morning, I was glad I wasn't into.
Yeah, yeah. That's.
Oh, on that note, did you see where the last Peep show in Vegas closed?
Did it really?
Yeah, the last one.
Oh, boy.
Here he is, right here. $145 I can get
so
you.
There, so right now somebody's hanging up the mop, huh?
Yep. They're hanging up the mop.
No more cleaning up around here. It's
we're going to do a DNA test on it and see how many millions of different men.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.